But we want to put it out to you right away. 888-957-9570 is the number. What a perfect day to have this conversation. I've been waiting. I've been waiting all week for this. Maybe not all week because the Niners didn't play till Monday. But I've been waiting since Tuesday morning to put this out there. Because indeed, the 49ers did play without Christian McCaffrey. You and I have already gone 12 rounds through the years on who is the most important 49er. In other words, if you could bubble wrap someone and promise that they'd be healthy all year for the 49ers, who would it be? And I think what a great day to ask it, now that the guy who was, for many of you, the answer to this question, didn't play, might not play again, and the Niners' point total was the exact damn same thing that it was in all the games last year as well. In fact, I think, what'd they end up averaging? What, about 29.5?
Yep, just shy.
All right, 32 points without the guy who supposedly is the straw that stirs the drink. So I'm going to put an all caps word in the question. Now who's the most important 49er?
Now.
Now.
Like, and, as in going into week two, right?
Well,
now.
You could say it's the same person I thought before. It's still Christian McCaffrey. But a great time to ask this, because now, for the first time, we watched it without Christian. So, now who's the most important 49er?
It's the same answer that I gave last year, and we did 12 rounds on it, and I actually had Brock Purdy early on last year. Maybe this time last year I had him as like 5 or 6.
7th, I believe, came out of your mouth.
I don't even know if I went to 7.
I think you were being sarcastic, but you said it.
I don't think I went interior O-line. I might have put Kittle ahead of him, and McCaffrey, and Debo, and Ayuk, and certainly the guy who I still think is the most important guy on this offense, and it's Trent Williams. Right. And it's not only because of what I saw Monday night, but I went back and I was just digesting tape, Mark, over the time since I left you at 6 o'clock yesterday. I rewatched the game last year against Minnesota, and you know what? Trent didn't play, and the offensive line, they had problems. They had 99 problems, and Trent's injury was one. Mm-hmm. And Minnesota's defense, they totally snuffed out the run. They made things uncomfortable for Brock, and I think that this year, yes, you're going to have Debo. You didn't last year. McCaffrey, yay or nay, we don't know yet at this point. But Trent Williams and what he does for this offensive line, he still, for me, is the most important player.
888-957-9570. What if I put out a multiple choice of sorts,
okay,
if you will, just because, you know, someone's going to call up and say D'Amador Lenore. And so, like, let's whittle this down a little bit.
Okay.
And you tell me if this is covering the bases. Am I leaving anyone out? I think these are the answers that you can get away with and have an intelligent response. And that is, now who's the most important 49er? Is it Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, which is the point you just made, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, or other?
Okay, or okay? Other.
Or yeah. Other. Because someone might want
Isaac Yiadom.
Yeah, or well, someone might say Debo.
Yeah.
Someone could say Debo. And
Dominic Pooney.
He's pretty good.
He's damn good.
He's pretty good, yep. Right? I think that covers the bases, because now we have something that we never had before. Brock Purdy went out there on Monday without Christian McCaffrey, and let's be real, about 58% of Brandon Ayuk.
Yep.
Or whatever. And the offense still moved. And completions still happened. And poof, Jawan Jennings suddenly had 5 catches for 64 yards. When I thought he was only allowed to get 4 yards for a catch on 3rd and 3. All of a sudden, he can get downfield and do some things. I don't even need to say my answer. You all know, if you've been to the show for more than 2 seconds, you know what my answer is to this. And it's not even really a fair question. If you've got a good quarterback, that's always the answer. It's always the answer. Vegas will tell you that the biggest point spread mover on the team, even though it's lesser than some other teams, is the quarterback. Christian McCaffrey was announced out. The spread went from 4.5 to 3.5. If Brock Purdy had been announced out, I'm not sure the Niners would have still been favored. In fact, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have been if he had gotten announced out an hour before kickoff. So, like, You ask it this way. I'd ask you it this way, since you said Trent Williams. What do you think is a better football team? Brandon Allen and Trent Williams, or Brock Purdy and Jalen Moore?
Brandon Allen and Trent Williams.
Yeah, you and I disagree on that one.
Yeah, and it's not any disrespect to Brock Purdy, but it just speaks to what I think is the number one strength of this team, and it's Kyle Shanahan and the scheme. And you saw it on Monday night where you went to a guy who had never started a football game before, and you gave him 28 totes, and he was dominant. It's not to say that Jordan Mason's not a good player. He is obviously a good player. He's your backup running back, but what Kyle Shanahan did and what Trent Williams did in that O-line is they created massive holes, and he was able to run through them because he's a running back, and that's what you do when you're a running back. You see the hole, and when the hole is 5 yards wide, you run to the hole. It's not to say that Mason wasn't good and Brock was, he was fine. He was probably better than fine, although I'm being told some experts also gave him a B alongside Mark Grandy, who gave him a B, so there are some people out there who thought
B-plus.
That... A B plus. Yeah. I apologize.
The word experts is subjective, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm, you know, the person who gave him a B is, you know, considered one of the elite people on the beat. But I look at what this team did last year against Minnesota. You had Brock. You had kind of McCaffrey. He was probably 75% with the oblique. You didn't have Debo, and you had a hard time. You didn't have Trent, and that to me is the big issue.
Yeah, although when I see Kirk Cousins throw for almost 400 yards, my mind doesn't go to all of these offensive players. That game, and here's where you and I agree, that game is when Steve Wilks lost his job. I don't know exactly what was going on.
I can honestly say I'm kind of fired.
Exactly. Kyle Shanahan, week six, right after the game, comes out and goes, Steve knows he messed up. And that was the moment I was like, and we've talked about it so much. Like, he said that into a microphone?
Right.
Holy hell, what are they saying behind the closed doors? There's ferocity here between these two. And then they did the rest of the season, and they did their best. And 4 seconds after it was over, they relieved Steve Wilks of his duties. And you can be mad about that or whatever, but those two were not eye to eye. That was very, very clear to me after the game against Minnesota last year. Before we go to the calls, I just want to say this for 20 seconds.
Do it.
The answer can be any of these because obviously the 49ers are immediately worse when any of them leave the field.
Agreed.
So I don't think anything's crazy if you or I or disagree or whatever. Obviously, they're lesser without Trent. Obviously, they're lesser without a Debo or a Fred or a Nick. Obviously, a Brock and a Christian McCaffrey. But if you ask me, can you function for, you know, XYZ without said person? I mean, I'll go to my grave with dude Moody hit a kick and then you win in Cleveland. And now how we do? You're out.
Hit a kick. Maybe you win in Minnesota.
Exactly.
And I was watching it back today and they finally had gotten something going on offense. And he had, I think it was a 40 yarder and he just gacked it. And that was the moment where it was like, oh, God, we've been up against it this whole time. McCaffrey fumbled at like the 18-yard line.
Yep,
you get the ball back. You drive down. Okay, we're going to get points. We're back in this game. And he missed it. And it wasn't that close. And that's where you thought, oh, God, we got real problems here today.
I mean, the funny thing is
Monday Night Football.
I think a lot of us as sports fans have a hard time with this idea of team. We love to do this. It's our NBA brain, right? Who's the individual that can go out there and do it by himself? Well, the answer is none of them. None of them. But we have a hard time with this, like, no, they're married and it's a good marriage. And then we go, oh, well, it's all because of Kyle. Brady Belichick. Well, it's all because of Brady, or it's all because of Bill or whatever. It's never all because of anyone. but the answer is Brock Purdy. I mean, the answer is Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I disagree.
I know you do.
You know, we can get into it. That's a little bit of a buzzer beater for you, so I'll hold my retort for the other side.
Okay, we're